This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate.
We'll get his life, and that's right. We'll get him straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
I have found that Aaron just doesn't really try to sing along.
What's the problem? You guys are doing great.
I don't know that we are.
It's a show, and we're all supposed to be involved. It's just sad that you're not involved.
All right.
Today we have Jess and Mike, and what's going on?
We do not have a lovely couple today. The good news for us, they're already broken up.
Yay!
Nice!
So we're kind of off the hook here, but they've got an issue regarding a gift, I guess. Or is it a gift, something that Mike gave to Jess?
Okay. Jess won the coin toss. She's going first. Jess?
Yay!
Yay! Welcome to Great Mate Debate. What happened?
Okay, thank you for having me. Let's see. Well, we were together. Mike and I were together for a while, enough to say we were definitely a serious relationship, over 2 years.
Okay.
And we even lived together, talked marriage, talked children, owning a home. The reason I'm saying all of this is because we are no longer together. He cheated on me. And now he's looking for something back that he gave me when we were together. He gave me his, it was a family heirloom. It was a necklace. It was a pearl necklace. And, you know, we don't, you know, he cheats on me, doesn't have the face to talk to me. It's a fast breakup, leaves with his tail between his legs, no contact for months, and then out of the blue, without saying anything else, nothing about what he did, okay, just reaches out and says, we're no longer together, so I think it only makes sense that you give me something that was in our family for generations back. Now, I understand where he's coming from, and if it was an amicable breakup, maybe I wouldn't be as stubborn as I'm being, but how can I put this? Hell to the no. He's so, not getting that necklace back.
Okay,
sorry.
So you do understand its family significance, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I think you'd have a little better case if you weren't using bitter as your angle, but like...
Listen, here's the thing. Like I said, I would have more respect for him. Let's use the word respect, maybe. If he had equal respect for me. His morality is in recompensating an heirloom, but he has no morality in sticking his pee-pee somewhere else.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, but just, did he give it to you on a random Tuesday, or did he give it to you for like... a birthday,
no. Anniversary.
Or a Christmas present, or
yes, it was for an anniversary, and it was given with this kind of promise of forever. It was not an engagement ring; it was kind of like a promise necklace of what's to come.
Okay. So, okay, question. I have a couple questions for you.
The necklace.
So, since that promise didn't stay, doesn't that mean you have to give it back? No, I genuinely
again,
don't know.
Listen, I don't know, you know, what the rules are when you tarnish when you tarnish everything else that's sacred, you know?
Right.
So why should I honor, why should I honor the family heirloom? Is it not tarnished? Oh, hey, listen, by the way, this used to belong to my ex, but I cheated on her. Can you now wear this?
All right, Jess, I think just stay here and we're going to have Mike on, but like, just if you could let him talk, I'm a little scared. You're not going to let him give his, just if you could.
I'm ready.
Mike.
Yay.
You are a brave man. I guess you're here because you want the necklace and you think you're going to get I don't know that if I really wanted my Nana's necklace back, I don't know if I would subject myself to what you're about to do. But what's your side of this?
Yeah, I've been through it all with her. Don't worry about it. There's nothing that this can't handle.
Oh, my goodness.
I gave her the necklace. It was not on an anniversary. It was not a promised gift. It was not an idea of an engagement ring. Jess, if I wanted to marry you, I would have brought you a ring, right? Why would I give you my grandmother's pearl necklace as a promise gift? I mean, we're not in high school.
Mostly because, in the interest of time, she took up a lot of it. Was it a gift though? Like, do you see the point that if you gave that, a promise.
I guess what I'm hoping for is that she would be a little more sympathetic. You know, is that my family for generations.
You should have thought of that before you cheated on me.
Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't have given it to me then.
That mouth of yours.
You didn't. Wait, you didn't mind my mouth when it was doing other things for you. Thank you very much.
Jess, are you still in contact with Mike's family?
No.
Mike, is your family asking for the necklace back?
Yeah, who wants the necklace back? The family or you or everybody?
The family.
Okay.
I don't want it. I'm going to send it back to my mom in England. You know,
tell her you lost it in the mail then, my friend.
All right, real quick, may I jump in? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Jess, your bitterness is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that that's a... I'm trying to be...
It's valid. It sucks getting cheated on, but there is like...
I don't know what the precedent is, because like if it was Christmas, then it is a gift, but it's anniversary, is tied to the relationship.
Yeah.
And like, you're not... I think you're saying... And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if he says I'm a cheating b-hole, will you give it back? Like, what do you?
I've already said that. I've already said that. I've admitted to it. Like, I cheated on you. Yeah, I mean, people cheat on people all the time. I've said I was sorry.
Oh my goodness! There you go. You just clarified. I'm going to now give you the necklace back. Everyone cheats on everyone. So sorry. You should have never given me something if it was going to be that important when you were planning on us to not to be serious.
Nothing changes listening to you.
Okay.
Well, nothing changes listening to you.
Okay.
Well, actually, I can understand.
That he's ever spoken.
You just make me laugh. You really did.
Back to England.
Okay.
I don't know what to
Maybe
do.
Maybe it's not better if they're broken up already.
Hey, guys. How about we do this? We're going to cool everybody down. So just hang tight. We're going to get a jury for you, and we're going to figure out who gets the necklace and who is...
I don't know, man. Yeah,
how long do you... Like, if she's been wearing the necklace for a year and a half, when does it become hers? Is it the moment he gives it to her? Does she have to wear it for a couple of while?
Probably.
Well, now, if they would have broken up a week after he gave her that, I feel like she would have been like, yeah, here you go.
I don't know, man. She is mad sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad's not a legal precedent. I don't know if you've watched as much People's Court as I have, but I want to punish them. That's not a legal thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But where she does have precedence is it was a gift. Like, if you get engaged, here's a pro tip for boys. You get engaged on Christmas, that's her ring.
It's
a gift.
Oh.
You get engaged on a Tuesday, you have a little bit of a thing that this is a contract between the two of us that we never fulfilled because we didn't get married. You get married, that's her ring.
I see. Okay.
But if you if you get engaged on Valentine's Day, still a little vague because, like, should have got her a ring. So, like, get engaged on a weird Wednesday that is not even a religious holiday. Google
nothing
it and make
on
sure
that day.
Nothing is happening.
Plan if ahead for the end. Come on.
Kind of.
This all is right. not going to work.
Jess has a family heirloom necklace that was gifted to her by Mike. He cheated.
Mm-hmm. Does he get it back?
But why? I don't know. Why does she? I get why she wants it, but why do you want it? Because it's like it's way bigger in their family. It's
I
like
think
a,
she wants to drag him through the mud before she gives it back. But I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody who's got advice to get her over it. This I don't know how much more. I just got a show note, and normally I would just turn the mics off and have this out. Mm. I don't know how much more we want them on the air. Like, we can have them in the next round. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. But if this thing goes any farther sideways, I'm done. Because. Okay. Her cackle laugh
I know.
Was lots.
But his accent is good.
It's okay.
Aaron and I will take over.
Okay. Pick a side. Who gets the necklace and who doesn't? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We clearly just had a complete meltdown. And but anyway, we got everything figured out. And we are right smack dab in the middle of a great mate debate. Normally it's a couple who brings an argument. We try to make it better. These guys are already broken up, and it can't get any worse. Jess and Mike were together for a couple years. He cheated, but before he did, he gave her a family heirloom necklace. He now wants it back, and she's like, nope.
Too bad. So sad.
She's made some allusions to the fact that, like, maybe if he admitted what he did was bad, then maybe whatever. But, yeah. Anyway, let's... get this done before one of them gets in. I don't know what's going on over there. Jess, Mike, feel free to jump in with our jury members that we're starting with Jennifer.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I say it's his family heirloom. He gets it back. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, but Jennifer, I mean, I know you're thinking from, like, the heart, and it's like a family heirloom. But it's, do you understand what a gift, looks like? Like if somebody gave you a really cool Victrola on your birthday and then you guys broke up and then it was like, oh, by the way, that was my family's Victrola. It's like, no, but that was my birthday present.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but I wouldn't want any memories of him anyway if he cheated on me, so give it back.
That's a good point.
Because it's an heirloom.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Charlie?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I forgot. I'm on his side. I mean, he did mess up. He cheated. I mean, that's no good. But if it was something that he spent a lot of money on and gave her as a gift, totally keep it. But it's a family heirloom. It's going to be being more to his family than it will ever be to her. And just give it back. Beat on each other.
Don't you think he didn't take it seriously enough then when he gave it to me?
Someone on a plane?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of background noise. Perhaps Mike is flying somewhere. What did you just ask, Jess?
Don't you think that, you know, when he gave it to me, he should have thought of all of that importance wasn't floating around. Like, this is a family heirloom. I better give it to someone that I never plan on breaking their heart, you know, that I plan on forever. That's what he told me. Why do I have to have morality? Why does he get away with not having morality?
Why do you want it?
Okay.
I want him to learn his lesson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's doing it.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to definitely make an impact. His family's not going to let him forget it.
You know who you're talking to now, right? Because it's not going to teach me a lesson, Jess. But, you know, I just want the lesson.
All right, we'll see. Let's see how much it matters to your family. If it doesn't matter, it didn't matter to you. Okay. It didn't matter to you. You made that clear.
Okay.
It matters to your mom, so I'm sure she'll remind you of it every single time you bring a girl home and you don't have a necklace to give her.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Jess, we need, because this is not going well for you.
Hold on, Jess.
Cass?
He's not getting it back. I don't care how many you agree with him.
Okay. Cass, whose side are you on?
So, I'm on his side. More I'm on his family side than her side. But I, the reason why is because personally I would not want to have anything to remind me of that horrible person who cheated on me. And I would probably throw the necklace in his face and tell him to choke on it. But in this case, I would probably, if I were her, send it directly to his mother. Like, let's kill the middle person. Send it to his mother yourself. And with a note saying, hey, this is yours. Maybe next time hold on to it until after he's actually married. And then give it to his future wife. But personally, I mean, I wouldn't want to have anything.
Okay.
You could tattle.
You've made the most sense so far as giving it directly and killing him. I mean, I just like the phrase.
I don't think she meant kill him.
I will tell you that I look at that necklace and I wear it like a trophy, okay? It does not make me feel bad. I don't want to throw it in the garbage. I parade around with it and I dance.
Okay. Let's get one more in here, and this is an actual lawyer who's done divorces for me. Mm. Just one divorce
so far.
She said
to tell you hi.
Valerie?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Who's, in the eyes of the law, I mean, you still only get one vote, but whose necklace is this?
Technically, under the law, it's hers, but let me add a comment on that, okay? Having done this for 35 years, Slacker, by the way, you should have been a lawyer because your advice on the air was exactly right. If it was given as a gift, as part of a birthday, etc., then the engagement ring or the necklace is the person that received it. That is theirs by law. Yep. If they got it on a different occasion and they didn't get married, then that there's a case law in Colorado that says that that might not be a gift. Wedding rings are part of the marital estate. Now, with that being said, this is part of retribution and retaliatory conduct. And that is also not going to reward her in the end. She's pissed and she should be. But maybe he says to her, all right, give me the necklace back and I'll give you $2,500. Find a meeting ground, because she doesn't want the necklace. She just wants him to pay. And he wants the necklace back for his family. So I would say that they need to come to a common ground and put themselves in a position that both of them can walk away and feel like they got something for it.
I'm already offered money to Jesus.
Okay, here's the thing. We have to wrap this up, and we're going to tell you, I don't know how to wrap it up, because the phone calls were all on Mike's side.
Oh, yeah.
The texts were split.
Yeah, some very not nice things said about you, Mike, on the text.
That's all good.
But from a legal standpoint, we had a lawyer on the phone that take the morality of it being a family heirloom out of it. And I don't think it matters, because I don't think you heard anybody who called Jess. Even though you technically lost Great Mate Debate, I don't think you're giving it back anyway.
So I won.
Okay. You literally can't hear anyone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't have it ready.
It's not my problem. Which do we want? Singing or do we want talking?
Singing
today?
Yeah.
Are you just going along with her? You get a vote.
No, I like the singing.
Okay. Oh, you like the singing.
I like to do it, yeah.
News. News.
Aaron?
I'm not.
News. Stop. News. Stop.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
It appears Aaron hasn't prepared for news or no. So this is like watching Lester Holt dry read crap. What? Tiak, you start, I guess.
Good evening. Liam Neeson will soon be retiring from action movies. Have you heard this?
News. How old is that? Like,
he's crushing it.
Mm-hmm. He is 72 years old.
Wow.
Yep.
And your mouth.
Yeah, he says the genre of action movies has revitalized his acting career, but eventually he says at some point you can't fool audiences. I'm 72 years old. I need to stop doing this.
Liam, newsflash, you're fooling us.
He's pretty good. I don't think he doesn't seem that old. But he's
But I mean, is he still doing a lot of action? What's like he's in all
the Taken
stuff.
I don't know what the last thing he did was.
The Gray, was he in The Gray? That was kind of survival-y, action-y, right?
I think the bummer is they're all kind of, please don't be mad at me, people. They're all kind of the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise. Just like guy with a cool name, does some stunts, and then saves the day.
The Rock, pick a movie.
Jumanji. Burn.
And he's wearing the same thing in another movie that he's doing.
Jumanji is a phenomenal, atypical Rock movie.
But he's like the same actor doing. You're right.
I will say this. I don't think The Rock can. God. Okay. 51059 is where you text in to be mad at anything we've just said. I don't think The Rock is a good actor. I think he's got one thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just do more unpopular opinions like that. And I know TAC is going to jump on my team here. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep, I'm with
one
you.
One gear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One gear. He even tried to double it up for Django and just did a little bit of accent, but the same gear.
Uh-huh. Scream.
Scream.
At some point, wasn't scream with everything you have.
Wasn't there something with him, too, where it's maybe it's not him, where it's some sort of generational piece
it's
or something?
It's him. All of his it movies is? Are in the past. All of Leonardo DiCaprio's.
No.
Yeah.
No, like...
Titanic.
No, what's the one? No, Wolf of the Wall one. Street Inception. Inception.
But isn't that kind of that's not in the past at all? I thought that was kind
of
old timey.
You're in dreams, but I don't know. I think.
Or is that future? Maybe so. I don't know.
So you're saying there's a theory out there that he can't play a present,
a current day. Yeah. Once upon a time in Hollywood, they're all period pieces. All the
that's what it is.
Wolf of Wall Street's not that old. Like yeah. he seems like a typical dude. He crashes a Lambo.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, thank you for the Liam Neeson news.
Yeah.
Good evening. Gen Z is adding a new description to restaurant menus, and it is swicey.
What?
Do I want to hear about Gen Z? Do I want to hear about Gen Z?
It's a mix of...
It's news. Go ahead.
Sweet and spicy. Swicey.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
I don't...
Why? Can't you just eat it and not have to name it?
Dude, okay... On that note, the whole nail trend that's going on TikTok, it's been around for years, but like the names that they come up with.
Are you trying to get a second news story in here?
I'm just adding on.
okay.
But they just come up with like dumb names, like cherry Coke nails.
What would a cherry
exactly,
Coke nail? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sorry. Or they do like, there was, what was the yellow one? I don't know, like lemonade nail. It's just dumb.
Are we talking about the ones that are like
it's
2 inches long?
It's just a color.
Oh, it's just a color?
Yeah.
You've never been a nail person, as far as I know. How do women exist? Like, because I've been around, like, lately, even like, I've gone to events where women are doing things. Like, you're working at a concession stand, like, and they're doing stuff, and they have those nails, and they're doing stuff on their little iPad you're going to pay with. It's like, tick, tick, tick,
okay,
tick,
but
tick,
I
tick.
Love that sound.
Ugh. Here's what I want to know. Let's get all the way down into it. How are you,
They figure it out.
Like... You dropped a deuce. You dropped the kids off at the pool. I don't understand how you're clean. There's no way you're clean. If you don't have a bidet, you're not clean.
Like I agree. But that just goes across the board. You need a bidet.
News.
I'm just saying, do we want to hear the sound of the click, click while she's doing the wipe, wipe? I don't. No click, click, wipe, wipe. I don't want to hear that. I want you to just be, I want to hear you just scrubbing.
Can I say nope now?
No, you may not.
Good evening. 19% of Americans have admitted to not doing this.
Ooh, he's got a tease. He's going to get me to say news.
Whenever they go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Click, click, wipe, wipe.
Washing their hands.
News.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's Aaron washing your hands.
Mm-hmm. 19% of adults admit they don't wash their hands each time they go to the toilet, and nearly half admit to not washing their hands all the time before handling food, which I'm both.
Okay.
I'm both.
Half. I'm half.
Which do you do? Which is worse?
Honestly, that's a good question.
The food one is worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wash your hands every time you cook.
I wash my hands
multiple times.
Perpetually while I cook.
Yeah.
Like if I've touched an ingredient, like if I've touched chicken, then I immediately
of
wash
course.
My hands. Upright, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But even then, if I've touched a pepper, I'm like, ugh.
Of course.
Or I've done, and it's just a constant whatever, especially if like, ooh, I'm going to wash this knife. So that I can use it on something else, I wash my hands and the knife.
Mm.
I don't do what I do in the shower where I go, my legs are just automatically getting washed by standing here. I actually wash my hands while I'm washing. I wash my
with
hands.
With soap and everything, like the full on. Okay.
By the way, you can wash your hands with dishwashing soap, right? Like you don't have a separate soap at your kitchen
those
sink.
Those are just, I think, for dishes and little birds.
Okay, that's stupid. The little bird reference is dope. No, but like, I just use the... By the way, the Dawn spray.
Oh, it's so nice. You should have a separate. I don't know. Have a separate.
You want to touch my hands?
I'm sure they're very soft and the feathers are nice and smooth. Yeah.
But I will say this. Okay. Handling food, always. As a boy.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We don't have to wash every time.
You say that as if women just pee directly on their hands.
No, but you have to click, click, wipe, wipe.
I don't have nails.
Okay. Well, you have to, I hope, at the very least, wipe, wipe.
It's not like there's not toilet paper. Yeah, but it's not just directly my hand.
You're getting down in there. I
barely get in the toilet, let alone on my hands.
Thank you.
I'm not aiming at all.
I'm a water wiggle.
Yeah.
Where you're just, you remember that toy where you just sits in the middle of your yard and it's just his little hair is like, whoa!
Yeah, I'm not cooking anything later.
Right. I don't have to wash my...
Did you click that?
I didn't, but I believe that's our rap music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I refuse to believe. Is TikTok accurate or inaccurate on the trash bag thing?
Both.
No.
I've seen this and it's...
I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really
TikTok
is.
TikTok is saying we've all been using our garbage bags wrong, but it can't be because my garbage bags look like they're right side out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you...
Yeah.
When you peel a garbage bag off the thing... And you see it, and it's got a slickness. Oh, my God, this is going to lead me on a total tangent that I don't want to go on, but I have no choice. Do you think there's a right side and a wrong side of aluminum foil?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you have the dull side and the shiny side.
I cook, and I never knew this till the other day. Like, my friend Ben, who owns a restaurant, came over, and he was like, you're using the wrong side of the aluminum foil. And I just started laughing, and he's like, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean... Which side is the right side then, the shiny or the dull?
The shiny goes on the outside.
On the outside of what? If you're wrapping something?
Yeah, then it's on the outside.
Oh my God.
So you've been doing it, you've been putting the shiny on the inside?
I put things on it whichever way it lays down on the counter. If the shiny side's up, they're all shiny. One's a little more dull than the other side. But if I'm like making ribs, you want the shiny side out, or do you want the shiny side touching the ribs?
No, I want it on the outside. I want the dull touching. I don't know. It just feels right.
If you don't know, then you don't know.
It just feels right.
Yeah, I just think that's what, like, restaurants, when I get something shiny on the outside, and it's like the mat on the inside.
What restaurant serves you food in aluminum foil, you heathen?
You're going to hate this. Five Guys.
Yeah, but on the inside, they have like wax paper.
The burger comes in aluminum.
No, but it has like wax paper on the inside, so there's only one way it can go. It's not true
aluminum. The dull side is a little more waxy, right?
No, it's not. Okay.
That's all I know.
It's the same with the trash bag, though. Like,
but, okay, where I differ on the trash bags, is it scented? Where is the scent coming from? Is it in the, like, does it matter?
I only use scented garbage bags.
Same.
And I kind of dated somebody, and I'm not saying this is the reason we didn't make it, but it was one of the dominoes where it was just like, I was like, you got to buy these. And she bought them. And like the next day she brought me the whole box, sans one. She's like, this is gross. She did not like the scented garbage bag.
Really?
How could you not like the scented garbage bag?
I love them.
I don't know that I've used them.
Oh my God.
I don't hate them. I've never used them though. But because we have very
like
specific.
Fresh linen.
We
on
have
your-
specific ones. We have to buy the N for our trash. It like fits in our trash bin,
what?
Whatever. N.
There come are numbers and letters,
letters
for trash
yeah.
bags?
For different ones. Yeah, they fit really well. We weren't using them for a long time, and it's like the splurge. We were like,
I
you
use
know
a
what?
13-gallon trash bag or whatever that is.
I think my, but it's like shaped different. I don't know. We've had this trash can forever.
All we wanted to do was talk about this TikTok video, and now we're knee deep in.
Send your N trash
guys.
Bags.
Okay.
To the studio.
So there's this TikToker. I'm sorry. I've taken us off. They say put the trash bag on top of your trash can like it's a Pope hat.
Mm-hmm. And then you just like punch it in.
Yeah.
Do you understand the physics of that? Your trash. Okay. You take a trash bag out of your trash can.
Mm-hmm.
There's air in your trash can right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open up your trash bag and it's full of air. And then you put it on top of that. Now there's all the air in the trash bag and in the trash can. And you're trying to shove that in. It's never going to go in right.
I don't think that they're it before.
Yeah, you don't. You don't do the for sure.
You just put it.
Yeah, it's like kind of full, like real flat still. And you just put it on the edge. I've seen the, have you seen the videos?
I think so.
Of them doing it? I've seen it. You just put it around the edge.
So you
and then just punch
it
in.
Fill
just,
it full of air.
No.
And then you what? You do it. You punch it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You punch it.
The flat, you put the flat part.
Rip it,
into
roll
the,
it, and punch it.
Yeah, and you think this is right.
I don't know. Because again, it depends. Are you using a scented one? Does it matter which side the scent is on? I don't know.
Yeah, there's something with the air. You're onto something. There's another hack I've seen on TikTok where you're supposed to put a hole in your trash can and then you like put it in and you vacuum out the extra air. You put your vacuum up to the hole in the
every
trash can.
Every time.
Every time. And then it gives you way more room in there because you're not whole. I don't know. What's with TikTok in the trash cans? It's like, just throw
that's
it away.
Too much.
Just go eat a Tide Pod.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is something so, we've never really talked about this before.
No.
I don't even know what to call it. It's like, explain it to us or like, only I know what it feels like to blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Rare experience. I don't know.
Because there was a story of what it feels like to be shot. And mm-hmm. we're definitely not poking fun at that. But aren't you a little curious?
A little,
I don't want to get shot.
No, I'm very. I feel very curious, yeah. Because there's some people who say they don't even realize they've been shot.
Until minutes later.
Yeah, later. And it's like, I feel like I would notice. But I don't know because it's never happened.
Because you
thankfully.
Go into shock. Like some of the people, there was like a Reddit thread where every people who had been shot described it because I don't want to get shot, but I want to know, like when I had a kidney stone, not everybody's felt that. And the first time you get it, it's unbelievable. You can't describe it because you definitely think you're dying. And it's a lot like what people say being shot feels like. It's hot. Mm. It feels like searing, hot pain, like in one specific point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody took...
It makes sense, but I also don't know because I've never felt that. But like I can imagine it, but it's not the full thing.
Right. But at least if you knew that, then you'd be less... Like when it happened to me, when the kidney stone happened to me, the reason it's so bad is you don't know what it is. So then you're like,
oh,
did
it's
I
very
just
unexpected.
Shot? Did I just... Am I having a stroke? Like what is happening? And that's why you run to the hospital and go like, ugh. And now that I know, I've had kidney stones where I'm just like, all right, well, let's just pull over and try to find.
Oh, now that you know what it is, it hurts less?
It hurts just as much, but you're not scared too.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's movies, but in certain movies and different things, like if there's a guy who's been shot a bunch of times and they're just like, all right, and they're like biting on it. Because once you've been shot a few times, I would imagine you start to go, okay, here's the searing pain.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the check and see if it went through so it's not bouncing around in my body or whatever. Okay, we're good. And you just get through it.
Yeah, I get when if it's happened enough. I feel the same way about getting a tattoo. I've always been very curious of like how bad does it hurt?
Let's go, buddy.
That's all anyone says is like, "Oh, it hurts." And I'm like, "Yeah, but how much?"
Because
like, everyone does it. So how? Hmm. I've been always curious about the pain level of these things.
Aaron, is it?
I loved all of mine.
So yours all have meaning, and he would just get like some.
Well, that's fine. That doesn't matter. It doesn't.
I remember thinking I want them to just do it without the ink. Like I just want to feel it before I even get one.
Oh.
Just to like, can you do this? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I think so.
I can tolerate that.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity. Because I've also heard people are like, you don't want to take any like pain relievers or anything beforehand.
Because you thin your blood.
And all that. Yeah, exactly. So
So here's what I was thinking. Like if you've been shot and you can describe being shot, we'd take your call. But like, what is something you've done that like none of us would understand? Like very few people would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a story of the guy who caught the dude from the Dodgers. Well, he's very famous. I don't follow baseball, but I know his name because he pitches and he can hit. Mm-hmm. He's just the everything ball player.
Yeah.
He's a legend. And his 50th home run or whatever, somebody caught it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like to catch a ball at like a state. Like,
oh yeah.
Where like there's guys like you see the TikToks or whatever. He caught the ball with one hand while he's got a baby and a beer.
Yeah.
And you're like,
sick.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
And what does it feel like when everybody around you is like, whoa?
Yeah. Especially
you're a legend.
It is cool. Yeah. It's happened to me. It's not like a historic ball, but I've caught a foul ball before at a minor.
You have?
I have. Yeah.
One handed, barehanded it.
I think it bounced first to be fair, but. But it landed.
Like his story is like,
your story went from
I caught a ball to I picked up a ball.
I got a ball. Got one.
Would you take a call from somebody who got a ball?
I don't know. I'm just trying to answer. The best part though, the best is when you leave and then you just see a kid with his family and you toss the ball to him. That's what you do.
You did that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more legendary than getting the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. Because the parents freak out. The kid freaks out.
You gave it up. You were just like.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was just
like,
a foul.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Like you're Mean Joe Green throwing him your jersey.
Exactly. Hey, kid.
Here.
Yeah.
And you toss it to him.
Because he had a glove and everything. Like the kid was there to catch a ball. I was just there to eat the hot dogs. So I didn't need the ball at all. That was just an added thing. So I tossed it. And I was like 26 at the time going back to my apartment with my wife. Like, are we going to play catch?
That's still dope, dude.
It was cool.
Catching it is not as cool as you giving it away.
I'm very
proud of you for that.
Always try to give it away. Try to give it to a kid. That's my message.
All right. So if you've done something epic and you can describe it to us to make us like drool a little bit, we don't just explain something unknowable to us. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've always wanted, this is dumb.
You haven't done it?
I have one that I have done, one that I want.
What do you want?
One that I don't want, but I'm curious. I want to know what it's like to get bit by a shark.
Mm. That is the weird. If you've been bit by a shark, we definitely want to talk to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You do? Okay.
I'm just curious. I want to know what it feels like. I want to know what was going through your mind.
You don't?
I do want to know.
Oh my God. We are going to a very dark place. I don't think anybody's going to call, but yes, if you've been bit by... Okay, what have you done?
And then the other one, when I went to Dublin, we went to Trinity College. There was like a back to school event thing. I don't know. There were tents everywhere. And there was a tent with this like crystal company. And it not like crystal rocks, but like they made trophies out of crystal, like heavy items.
Like Swarovski or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a helmet. And the guy grabs the helmet. And I'm like, can I put that on? And he like looks around and is like, no one has ever done that. I'm going to let you do it. And so I put the crystal helmet on my head. It's heavy.
Did you get like the energy of the universe or like?
No, no.
You just wore a crystal helmet.
For like 3 seconds. And then he panicked because I pretended to run away.
Did you sleep with him?
No. But no one else has ever worn that crystal helmet.
Okay.
Or that's what he tells all the ladies.
Right. He's like, no one's done this before. But you have to take your pants off.
No, that's cool. That's really cool.
I have The only one that I think no one can understand, or very not no one, I mean famous rock stars can. Like at a certain point, I was touring, and you're the opening band. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. do you guys go in for the opening band often? Mm-hmm. Aaron might, but you don't really. You're kind of you're in the building, but you're not like.
No, I like paying attention to them.
When you're the opening band, there's you're the band that's playing while people go to their seats to see the other band.
Yeah, that's what I'm usually doing.
Certain point, I was on a tour with Tesla, and we had an opener for us. There was somebody, but there was like a three band thing. So we didn't play till people had kind of already taken their seats.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
And the first night we went out, it was actually in Colorado Springs at whatever the amphitheater was there then. We went out and we'd been playing so many dates where you're the opener and it just sucks. Mm-hmm. And very first note came running out, and got to hear,
wow.
It is, oh my God, the hair on my arms. It is, you cannot imagine. Like you've been in a stadium when everybody's cheering for Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're cheering for your guitar chord.
Exactly. If you're on stage, like, that's different.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
My arm got caught in my whammy bar at that moment because I was freaking. I turned around and my drummer was crying.
Oh my gosh.
Like we just dumpster fired the song. Because nobody was ready.
They take back their applause then.
Right. No, but they didn't. It's Colorado Springs. They weren't smart enough to know that we were back.
But
you've been dreaming your whole life. It's like, this is what we're going to make it. We're going to do this someday.
I never imagined what that sound would sound like. I'm like, I imagined it. It's just so different from up there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, do you have?
I guess like hitting a game-winning shot in basketball.
You hit the game, personally.
Like the buzzer.
This is not, like it skipped towards you, like your baseball story. You actually.
The guy next to me hit a great shot.
I accidentally kicked. Somebody passed the ball to you, four on the shot clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it a few times. Like, and I've done it a few times. I've done it different ways. I've made clutch free throws. I've made it like a buzzer beater. The one that sticks out the most to me was my very first game ever in fifth grade. We're playing for the school for the first time.
Okay.
So it's like a big deal. And we went into so many overtimes with this team. And, you know, it's like 8-6 or something. or 8-8, I guess, because we're tied. And it finally, they were like, all right, sudden death. No more clock. Just the next team to score. Like the refs are like, we got to get out of here. Enough of you kids. And I remember my buddy drove baseline, kicked it to me. You got to flood the corner. Every basketball player knows that. Kicked it to me. I hit a little baseline jumper and did the dumbest high leg celebratory dance because I was so happy. I was in fifth grade. I'll never forget it.
So cool.
And then we went and traveled and saw my grandparents and stuff. And it was just like, I just hit a game winner. And
you hit the final shot.
It was cool.
Did everybody like bum rush you? And like, did you do the your stupid walk thing?
Yeah. It's like they were chasing me as I'm like, my God, celebrate. Yeah, it was cool. And it was the first game we'd ever played. It was like, this is so cool.
Understand like sports fans who love sports have watched their favorite guy. We've watched, you know, the receiver on the Broncos or somebody on the Nuggets do it, but they'll never know what it's like to like, have the ball leaving your hand and you're like, and you left your hand up while it was in the air.
Of course. Left reach into the cookie jar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so cool. All right. If you've lived an experience like a crystal helmet or the game winner, we want to hear what we'll never understand. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're not 100% sure what we're calling this thing, but it's basically... Like, Aaron has worn a crystal helmet that no one's ever worn.
Worn, yeah.
TX shot a buzzer beater. I've heard the, like...
of a crowd.
Like, explain something to us that we don't understand. Where it got started, there was a Reddit thread about, like, what it feels like to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're not making fun of people who got shot, or do we want anybody to meet us at the radio station and shoot us?
Right.
It is a curious thing to go, like... what would that feel like?
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to explain something we'd never understand. And we actually have somebody who has been shot or knows somebody who's been shot. Jess?
Yeah.
Were you shot or who got shot?
It was my dad who got shot.
Okay.
He was involved in a freak accident and he was shot in his temple.
What?
And because he did not feel it and his judgment was impaired, he was drunk too. He started fighting the police officers who came and the first responders who came to help him.
Because he had no idea he had a bullet in his head?
He knew something had happened, but he wasn't sure what. So, he thought he was being arrested for being drunk, so he started fighting them.
Oh my gosh.
So he can't really describe the pain because he didn't feel it.
Right. He can describe the pain of waking up from brain surgery, but not in that moment. It could have been the adrenaline, too, but
for sure.
He just did not understand what was happening. But his friends certainly did and tried restraining him, but it just didn't go well.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. Other people said getting shot, it hurts worse, like, days later. The recovery hurts more.
Because at least you have the adrenaline to, like, help out a little at first.
The people who listen to our show are, they've been shot. Mackenzie?
Yes.
You've been shot yourself.
I have.
Where?
With a 9mm. In my upper thigh and kind of my butt.
Okay, was it on purpose? Was somebody trying to kill you?
No, I had a fiance that was actually committing suicide, and the bullet went through him and passed into me.
Oh my God.
Mackenzie, I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
Well, it's been a long time ago. I have two kids. I'm remarried. I'm over it. But yeah, I still have the bullet. So
it's still
you
in there?
No, you kept it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's in?
It's an eighth of an inch away from my femoral artery. I can't get to it because I'll most likely lose my leg. So I'm just going to keep it in there. And when it gets cold, I know.
Oh, my God. Because
the bullet is cold.
It gets cold, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so freaky. You have a bullet lodged in your body.
Wow. I do. Yep. A 9mm.
That's a scary story. Thank you for the call, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
What? How many more people have been shot on our show? Brandon?
Yai.
Explain something we'll never understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite a small group of people, but the people that have seen it know it. Definitely seeing an actual total eclipse, not an annular, not a partial, you know, like the one we got a little bit ago in Colorado, just partial. But if you actually go and see the full total eclipse, it leaves you with such a weird feeling and sensation that it's strange. You cannot explain it, and you just have to see it. That's the only thing that
I've
you can
heard
do
that
unless you do see it.
Because
and it's true. I read that too on Reddit, you know, and other people talking about it, and it's 100% true that it just leaves you with something weird, and you just can't.
Because
explain it.
Is it like empty or?
Here's the thing.
Just
one of my brothers chases him, so he drives all over the country to do it, and it's like you're living life. It's bright. Birds are chirping. Squirrels are running, and when it goes dark, like, it's 1 p.m, and the birds stop. It just gets, it becomes night, and you're just like, that's not natural, and the birds are like, huh? And the squirrels are like, what? Like, life itself feels like...
weird.
It stops.
It's really weird, and then there's a cool breeze that happens, and it almost just grounds you, in a way. That's the best way I could explain it, is it just... kind of grounds you in a way that you never expected it to. You know, you think, oh, cool, the sun's going to, like, turn off. It's not like turning off a light switch in your house. It's just...
yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. And, yeah, what you're reading when people say that, it's 100% true.
That's crazy.
If you've never seen one, highly recommend making that quick trip if you can.
Wherever it is, go find it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. I've thought about it, but, like, then everybody goes to the spots where you can see it, and it's like trying to leave... like a football game. It's terrible. Cheryl?
Yay!
What can you explain that we wouldn't understand?
I saved a life.
You did? Like, literally saved somebody?
Literally saved somebody. I was on 92nd and Federal, the third car in line to turn left. And a truck that was turning right onto Federal... or onto 92nd, hit a pedestrian. He didn't see the guy crossing the street in front of him. And he started to turn before the guy was fully crossed. And the guy fell down. And you know how when you're walking through the grocery store and you get a rock feel of the cart and it just kind of bounces?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was stuck under the dude's tire that.
Oh, my gosh.
And he pushed them from... the corner of the street, about 150 feet along the ground, and while he was pushing him, the guy's arm was just standing off
on the road.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
I threw my car into park, jumped out, stood in front of the truck to stop him, made him back up, got the guy out from under the truck, saw that his, like, he had ligaments all down the road.
Oh,
I made the next guy who got out, because there was somebody else who had gotten out, I made them give me his belt, and I tourniqueted the arm at the armpit, and then when the paramedics and the cops showed up, I had to go. I was on my way to pick my children up from school, so I gave him my phone number, and I just left. I bounced.
Oh, my God.
And later that night, when they came to get my accounting of it, they told me that I was the one who was responsible for saving his life, because his arteries in his arm were completely shredded, and he was going to bleed out.
Wow. Cheryl, and you knew what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't park, and I definitely wouldn't.
I used to be a prison guard.
Cheryl, you hang on. We're going to do the next 7 shows about your life.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Does this really have to be said out loud?
I don't think so, but I guess. I
needed to hear it, I think. I flush a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. Okay. We have been asked to do a public service announcement from our friends at Denver. I don't know who's.
I don't know either.
Denver Sewage. I don't know. Apparently, mainly. People, I kind of get a little part of this, because if you're ever, your parents are like, you have 2 pieces of candy tonight, and then you like eat like 3 more, and you're like, what am I going to do? They're going to see these in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what to do with the wrappers. And if you put them in your pocket, they're going to wash them and see them in there. So you're boned. Like, there's nowhere else to, like, you got to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
So you take the candy wrappers and you throw them in the, because here's was my thinking as a child. I'm going to drop the kids off at the pool, and that's significantly larger than a wad of candy wrappers.
Sure.
So if that can go, mm-hmm. why can't the candy wrappers?
Or how is a candy wrapper that much different from a toilet paper that goes in?
Because the toilet paper begins to immediately disintegrate the second it gets wet.
Okay.
And the candy wrapper...
Other than that, what's the difference?
So what the PSA is this. Don't flush candy wrappers. Just don't.
Even as a kid, that never even came into my mind.
It didn't?
No.
You never thought of hiding the evidence?
I mean, no, I did, but I would I would stuff it in the couch cushions.
that's not hiding it. That's
did
just
you
delaying.
Teach my children this?
No.
What'd you do with your boogers? Did you put those there too?
No. That's gross.
Them?
No.
You ate your boogers.
No.
Everyone ate boogers at some point.
No, absolutely not.
No, I genuinely didn't. No.
No.
No, no, I flushed them.
So you flick them, you got to get them off your finger first?
I just flush everything.
On the way to work,
flush
today.
It and close it and run away.
That's gross.
No, it's not. It's, okay, if you go like, do that. Some of that went down your throat and you just swallowed it.
No, I didn't. That's
yes, you did.
First off, that I'm not picking
it's
and
exactly
eating.
It's exactly the same
that's
thing.
That's different.
Those boogers...
They also get stuck on my nose ring, and that's the difficult part that I'm still learning to cope with.
So you take your nose ring out and there's a goblin on it?
No, it just gets stuck on the inside. I have to.
All right, so back to the PSA. Don't flush wrappers.
Mm.
Don't flush wrappers.
Yeah.
Now, the real reason I wanted to do this, one, for our sanitation workers,
yep.
they don't want to have to come. You don't want to have to have the people out to route out or root out or whatever your drains,
mm-hmm.
your main yeah. sewer line.
And how embarrassing when they just pull out a bunch of candy wrappers.
Yeah,
you don't
Reese's.
Have any kids.
Right.
Like, you're supposed to eat them first. What are you? No, I'm.
It's my way. But TAC then, and he's already kind of said it on the air. He's
yeah.
like, man, I flush everything. And I just need to get to the bottom of what? What are you flushing?
Like, the thing that comes to mind the most is I remember having the ceremonial flush back in junior high after
that
we'd...
That sounds so weird.
After we'd have
a
like...
A ceremonial flush.
Mm-hmm, yeah, after we had a big test in a particular class. Because
do you want to say the class?
I'm just here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
I just admitted to eating boogers. You're over here like a ceremonial flush, and then you're leaving like the most inane, stupid
thing.
It's like, I don't want to say the class, but at this school with these guys.
In a different state.
Right. Yeah, it's like, right. just say what class.
Well, it was science of some sort, so I don't know what it was.
But it was Miss Kolderigan. You don't know what the class was.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're that dumb.
It was in that room, whatever that is, or was it that one?
You literally learned so little in that class that you don't even know what class you were taking.
I learned a lot. I learned about life. The teacher, Miss Kooljergen, at the time, she would have the answer key before the test, and
I just want to point out, he wasn't going to say the name of the class, but he's given her full maiden name. Okay.
Yeah. She would have the answer key, and she would rip it down the middle once and down the middle again. So it'd be in four squares, okay. And she would throw it away.
In the classroom.
And then she would leave the class or whatever. And then we would go, well, those are the answers right there. So somebody would just pick the four pieces up off the top of the trash.
Tape them together.
You'd have all the answers, and then you'd distribute that amongst your brethren.
Then what did you flush?
Well, you'd have to make a tiny cheat sheet with all the answers on it. So you'd have this little tiny in size like 4 font in the Am I supposed to be saying any of this? I feel like what's the statute here?
So then can
they take my diploma back?
No, they can. If this was Iowa, they'd probably So then you would bring the cheat sheet into the test,
yeah. And then so you do the test, you have to figure out which ones you're going to miss cuz you can't get 100. I'm not getting 100, all right?
But did you each say, I'm going to miss number 12? And then your buddy would be like, I'll miss number 14.
I don't think we weren't that advanced with each other. But we would
all. You can't all get the same, because then it looks like you cheated off of each other.
Mm-hmm. So we just kept it. It was like, it's random. I think some guys just did 100, too. They were like, okay. I really need it. I really need the grade.
Aaron, can I just ask you?
Yeah.
You didn't cheat.
Oh, no, I did. I remember.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want everyone to know I had a 4.2 grade point average,
and I've never
cheated on a test in
Good
my
job.
Life. Don't patronize me.
No,
How
I'm
am
not.
I around a bunch
I'm
of cheating
that's
losers?
So impressive. No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying is I had to cheat to get bare minimum.
how do you, what?
Okay. Yeah, it's junior high. It doesn't count.
Oh.
Not on your permanent record. Right?
Junior high.
We're going to check into Aaron's resume, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have so many people to thank for last night. What a great.
We made it out.
Did you love it or did you love it?
I absolutely loved it. There was one time where I jumped. So I have a hard time seeing in general. So when it's dark, it's really bad. So
you hear that, Colorado DOT?
By the way, we're talking about the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yes.
Where we went to a couple haunted houses.
Yep.
Not knowing that a couple haunted houses was going to turn into
like four.
Like a huge experience.
A lot.
We'll explain it all in a second here. But like, okay, so blind Aaron stumbling through.
Yeah, I was grabbing on to the jacket of our promo guy, Mark. Because I was like, you need to tell me if there's a step. I can't see it.
Listen, I don't want to skip all the way ahead.
Yeah.
But that's not all you grabbed at the...
There, it was an accident.
Whoa.
An actor...
What did you grab?
An actor at... I think it was at Frightmare.
The second one.
Yeah.
Frightmare out in Westminster.
Mm-hmm. They
Frightmare hopped... Frightmare Compound. By the way, yes. Before Aaron talks about her salacious details, that particular facility, I mean, at the very end, I'm not... I promise we're not going to give any spoiler alerts away. But like at the very end, the family, like there's a museum of all the things that they've had in previous haunted houses. They've got some movie relics out mm-hmm. there. And then you realize like these people were taking our picture and they're like, it's the family who owns the compound.
Yeah.
And they're like, will you please write a review? And you're just like looking at this family and you're like,
it is their business.
Are the scariest people. Like you own a haunted house, but they're so lovely.
They're so cool.
And they were like, have a blessed day. And they were just like, they were just so nice. Like, it's not what you, like, I don't know why. Like, when I picture people who own a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
I figure they're in there and they're not made up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
They're just in there. It's like, oh, that scary guy in the middle, that's one of the owners. But it's like, these were lovely people.
Really?
They were so nice. So anyway, they were great. I believe just very wholesome people, which mm-hmm. is what makes what Aaron did.
It wasn't with intent. An actor turned the corner and like jumped out.
On. Yeah.
Okay, but they turned the corner and I don't know if they knew, because obviously they couldn't see. They were turning the corner to jump out and scare. So like we didn't know how close we were gonna get. So they like basically chest bumped me and my hand was lower and I like hit something and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Hit something? I'm not following. What? Elaborate, please.
In my defense, I don't know if it was a mailer.
Aaron got a handful of snake. Trouser.
So the scary guy lets out the huge screech of the night.
It wasn't hard at all. It was just like a...
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
My head.
What are you doing?
Just testing.
What are you doing?
My reaction, it wasn't aggressive. It was just a graze. That's what I meant.
Anyway, Frightmare Compound was where we ended our night out in Westminster. Josh,
mm-hmm.
I want to call him Josh the Bearded. He's got some killer beard game going.
Solid beard game.
But they've got the huge haunted house out in the field, family mm-hmm. owned. You just feel like you just keep getting deeper into the compound.
Yeah.
And there's just some stuff going on in there that's like, there's different kind of haunted houses. There's like slasher, gore,
mm-hmm.
and this has a little bit of everything, but this is sort of the Frightmare Compound. I mean, I do have to give one. There's a lot of real trailer park.
Yeah. Then like campy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a dude at one point, you're in his trailer and he is just...
You
feverishly picking at his belly button and there's some like intestine hanging out or whatever and blood. And it's not like jump scare. It's just like...
It's just wow.
Wow. And then Aaron is like, do you ever smell it? Like, because he's picking at his belly button?
Because he's just sitting there picking at it. And you realize you don't... You say what is ever on your mind at that... Like, you can't stop yourself.
You
can't, and
you really have to say whatever just pops in your head.
So, point. Yeah.
But then... Okay. So then it caused all of us on the tour, or at least me, to get a good fistful of belly button... And get a good whiff, because I've never smelled my belly button before. And turns out it's good.
It like, is?
I keep my belly button clean.
Sure, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, but I imagine there are people who don't, who, like, they get a little scratch, and then they might, like, go to slice something. They're like, why does this taste like rancid belly button? And I was like, well, how do you know what rancid belly button tastes like? Because I've been to the Frightmare Compound.
So that guy didn't get groped?
No, he didn't.
He did not get groped. Was he wearing a prosthetic or was he just fat? No, he had something.
I don't know.
Because he had some intestine or something hanging out of it.
But you can just like glue that on. I didn't see the intestine though.
Because he had his finger in when you walked by.
Yeah.
But then he took it out. There was like... like hanging out.
Poor guy has like red blood in his belly button.
Yeah, he does.
Just constantly. Yeah.
And he probably wants to play other characters out there, but they're like, "Your belly button guy. We've already stained you for the season." So that's that compound. It was incredible. I don't know if anybody's noticed a theme yet that I think if you've listened to us talking you know, we talked about going to see the best haunted houses mm-hmm. and like renting a party bus and going and doing
the
fun
funny
stuff.
Things that Slacker and I said there.
Yeah. And yeah. like, and then TX is just asking a lot of questions yeah. about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cause I wasn't there. Is that why?
Is that why?
I missed it. Yeah. You know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
I need you. So, TAC, if you'll recall, and we can find the audio and play it if we'd like.
Okay.
But, like, you were like, I don't want to do this. Why do I have to go in? This is all against my will. Soccer's going to have to go on a ranch tour. We don't even need to find the audio. That was it.
Yeah.
That was me going, you have to do a ranch tour because I don't want to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then TAC,
lots of people on my side, they said there should be some sort of ranch tour. There's actually kind of the fervor about the ranch tour.
Great.
People were excited.
Guess what happened during the ranch tour? I'm not going because you punked out with the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life. There are people, I want you to know, my brother at one point, I shouldn't even say it was who it was, like, but I've also known other people who do this, one at a time killed off my grandparents multitudes of times to get out of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I can't come in. My grandma died. Oh, I can't come in. My grandpa died. And I was like, no, they didn't. And for you to lie the way you did yesterday to avoid a haunted house, tell everybody what you did.
I did not lie at all. My daughter, we woke her up yesterday and there was vomit in her crib. If you want me to get in the details, there was poop in her crib and vomit in her crib. And she wouldn't stop throwing up yesterday. For the first time, she hasn't gotten sick like that yet. It was much like that, yeah. I called you before the show, and I said, I'm having some issues with her. I don't know. We're trying to get her into urgent care, see what's going on. And then I went downstairs, and she had thrown up another time.
Do we believe
them? I feel great.
Do we believe
them? I know I'm not lying.
I
don't care what you think. I know I'm not lying.
So one of the...
You were scared yesterday because you were like, people are going to think
I know. And that's what I hate the most. No one's going to believe this part either, but that's what I hate the most. I would have much rather just gone than do
good,
this.
Wait,
hold on. Hold up. I want to say this. We've only done the back half of the night. We still have the whole front half of the night to talk about. All the conversations that were had about you, and we got to do our long list of thank yous. So sit tight. You'll get the rest of the details of the Slacker Tour of Terror. And more importantly, what happens to TAC as a result of his inattendance? Mm-hmm. Find out next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yep. Aaron went.
Lots
Slacker
of listeners
show?
Went.
Yeah.
Like the Slacker Show went.
Yeah.
Like the crucial elements.
The main players. I'm standing on business here. I know the truth. I know what happened. My daughter was sick.
I saw
the look on my face when I was in here yesterday. You know she was sick for real. I know I'm not lying. So.
And when I talked to you on the phone, I did tell you two things. I was like, number one, family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of your daughter. If you miss this event, nobody's going to fault you. Number two, we're going to drag you through the mud.
You didn't
no matter
that.
What. I'm like,
that's fair.
You have to understand. You get a pass on this personally.
That's fair.
As it relates to the show, no pass. Mm-hmm. You do.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Okay.
So, once again, thank you to the Frightmare Compound. They were an awesome way to end the evening. Before that, we met here at the station. Godfather's Pizza dropped off some pizzas. Is that who it was? Not Godfather's.
I was like, what?
My God, I'm so bad at this. Godfathers is from my childhood, and I'm just thinking.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
Oh, no. Yeah, they were the best.
No, they're not. Bojo's is.
Oh, yeah.
Bojo's dropped off the pizza.
T-Hack wasn't here.
I don't know.
And we got, okay, that's the other thing. We got his favorite pizza.
I know.
And he didn't come.
Yeah.
That's how you know I'm not lying.
No, that's how I know how committed you are to not going.
Okay.
Anyway, not Bojo's Mountain Pizza. What do they call themselves?
Mountain Pies, yeah.
Mountain Pies. Oh my God.
Incredible.
Pizza's so good. And they brought enough that we like ate a bunch before we jumped on the Hermes party bus. Burgundy, our driver. She was incredible.
She's great.
But we were able to drag more pizzas on the bus. And you wouldn't think you'd want to keep eating when you're about to go through.
No, you get hungry after.
It's weird. After you've expelled a ton of adrenaline,
yeah. You're
like, let's get some protein.
Yeah.
Let's get some more of that meat lovers.
You need more energy.
Yeah, for
sure. I was thinking beforehand, I was genuinely nervous about the pizzas because I don't want to have to use a bathroom there.
We use bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it's a little part of the show. No, but so we jumped on the Hermes bus and then we went to the 13th floor.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking our idea was... We go in, we go through the haunted house, we jump back on the bus, go to the next one, come home.
Yep.
When we got to 13th floor, that was my plan. They put lanyards on us, swept us past everybody, we did the thing, and when we got done, we came out and...
Tim
was there, and he was like, come over here, and let me get you some red neon things. And we're like, okay.
We got red and blue, glow in the dark.
Ropes.
No. What are those called?
Necklace things or whatever.
Glow sticks.
Yeah, glow sticks. But we wore them around our necks and he's like, go through the second haunted house. And we were like,
there's a second?
What?
Yeah.
There's a second haunted house.
I didn't know that either.
Well, this would have been like the worst trip for you because we went, all told, 1, 2, 3, 4, five. We went through 5 haunted houses yesterday.
Five.
Yep.
We did. Because we went through 4 at 13th floor. We went through 1 twice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so then we go into the second haunted house. Equally as scary. Was that what was the theme of that one? Was that
that one like asylum kind of?
I don't know. I don't want to give away anything. There's just parts where you're walking through and walking itself.
Is enough.
Is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And it's unreal. It's, oh my God, it is so much more fun than I remember.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God. The people who like you, T-Hack, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be mean.
Or it was like Dollhouse, wasn't it? I remember there being.
One was Pirate though, right?
Yeah. The first one was Pirate.
So anyway, you're walking through. It's just like, yes, it sucks when somebody jumps out and scares the pee out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, I am so much more alive.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next, you take another couple steps. And we had a couple people in our group. Janae was one. We kept her in the front.
Yeah.
She was our canary in the coal mine. And I've never seen anybody more scared. Like she just ran. She was petrified.
She booked it.
There was so many times. She was the first person to scare me because she got so far ahead that she hid around a corner and
she
jumped out at me.
She became an actor.
Oh, really?
She jumped out at me because she saw nobody was getting me and she scared the crap out of me. But then who was our friend?
Kendall.
Kendall was like...
Kendall and Eric.
She was a crap show too. She did not want to be in there.
She did it though. I'm proud of her.
No, everybody went through everything and it was incredible. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, in the middle of the second haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there is a level where you can buy at 13th floor where then if you're wearing one of these things, they go, the actors or the clowns or whatever go like, go this way. And then all of a sudden you're in a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, like a hidden one?
Yes.
Ooh, that's cool.
And you do a shot and then you get scared some more.
Yep.
And then you go back in. Why we went back through the first one because we go, is there a bar on that one? It was like, yeah. And we went through that.
Yep.
Again.
And can you then, trust what they're pouring in the, how do you know?
You know,
it's great. Brains
it's
or something.
It's a shot. It's a shot. Then we got to shoot
so
zombies.
Vague.
No, just trust me.
Okay.
Shot zombies, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Then they said, we have a clown haunted house.
No.
Yeah.
That Slacker, that's...
Slacker was the first one in.
I put on a show and was like, I love clowns. It's my favorite movie. I was just...
You went in and I turned to our buddies and I was like, he is petrified.
I was the most scared I've ever been in my life. It sucks. It's the worst. But I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll go through it again.
Those right actors now. Were phenomenal.
They scared the crap, and I'm
so
not.
Good.
I do not want to say what happens in there, but I'm going to say this: it's so worth it, especially if you ate clowns.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
13th floor, Like, I don't even know where we were off of I-70 and something.
Just look it up.
Go to 13th floor. Definitely go to Frightmare Compound. Both of those get our resounding endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to both of them. It was unflipping believable. I would go again tonight. And I will go again soon.
Yeah.
I may not go through the haunted houses, though.
Why?
Because, as you recall, on the Hermes bus, a consensus was made that with T-Hack's lack of attendance,
yes,
he gets to pick any of the haunted houses we just talked about and go through alone.
I get to do that?
You are doing that.
I respectfully decline. That is very kind, but I respectfully.
You have to go
the
alone.
The listeners of the Slacker
Show. They literally came up with the idea.
We're like, he has to go through.
No. Not, no.
If you think DX should go through alone, just text the word alone to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a crime that I think, okay, I don't even know. T-Hack would be very upset. I know that, but I didn't know what this guy got busted for a crime I didn't know was a crime, I guess.
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got a story of someone stuck between a rock and a hard place.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Australia.
No!
G'day, mate.
None of us can do the accent.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can say, put another shrimp on the barbie.
You just keep it going.
And then say, Arnar, clear.
Arnar.
Arnar.
Yeah.
That's it.
Indimba.
That's my favorite because it's so aggressive.
Yeah. Wallaby. Hugh Jackman.
You're doing everything from Despicable Me.
That's all I know how to do.
Oh my God. All right, so what do you got?
All right, a woman in Australia was stuck between a rock and a rock.
Okay.
She dropped her phone in between a couple of boulders.
Boulders.
And she said, Arnar.
Arnar.
I have to get it. So she tried to sneak her way in.
It was between rocks.
Yeah.
And she put her hand in there.
Yeah. Mm. It was all of her, basically. Her feet were sticking out, but the rest of her was in.
She wedged her whole body in there.
Yeah.
So she couldn't, she couldn't 127 hours one of her arms off.
My friend made, my friend's mom made that guy's prosthetic.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, they didn't have service where they were at anyways.
Well, how could she? Her phone is between two rocks.
But the friends' phones didn't work.
Oh, so people just watched her upside down in between two rocks?
Yeah, and then they had to leave her to go get help.
Just stuck there?
Yeah.
Between two rocks in Australia.
Yeah.
Arnar.
Arnar. And then, like, kangaroos came and...
You're just making this part up. Did they eventually get her out, or is she a tourist attraction? Stop by and see the crazy lady with her arms in the... All right, so all's well that ends well on that one.
Her phone is still there, but she's out.
Oh, they did get her out,
yeah,
but not her phone.
Yeah.
Okay, my story, not from Florida, but it's from a great accent place, Greece. Sacre bleu. No, that's French.
No, that's French.
I don't know what's... Mamma mia.
That's Italian.
Oh.
I don't
what
know
is a
Greece.
Greek accent?
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. 28-year-old dude in Greece was busted by police because he was walking up on people's porches and sniffing their shoes.
Hmm?
I've heard of almost every fetish under the sun. Apparently, people in Greece, like, when you come into their house and somebody says, take your shoes off, they take their shoes off outside. Like, if your shoes are kind of nasty, they, like, put them outside.
Yeah.
So this dude's a shoe sniffer.
And that's illegal.
I don't know. One neighbor
at
caught him in their yard.
At least frowned upon.
Yeah. Getting a whiff of some shoes they'd left outside to air out. So the police are taking him to jail.
Is that a compliment if a guy wants to sniff?
Buddy, I don't know. I just want to know how you'd feel if somebody was like up in on your Jordans.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't like it. It'd be weird. But I wouldn't leave him outside, so.
When the police arrested him, he said he was just soul searching. I literally hated everything about that story, but I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
he was
it was worth
soul
it.
Searching. For those of you who don't understand, soul can also be spelled S-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
All right.
That was clear.
Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.